Yeah. A little rock and roll to start the show tonight. Good evening. Hi, this is Jerry. Had a few people pop in and out of chat, but I think they were distracted by what I had in the title box of the show, which was nothing. That's all it says, is nothing. And unfortunately, if you take that at face value, it means nothing. But it could be something. God created the universe, all that we know, basically out of nothing. He spoke it into existence. So maybe there's something. We'll see. I don't expect too long of a message tonight. I'm not going to talk on purpose about any of the political stuff that's going on. That in combination with the relatively minor amount of things going on in the world news makes me think that we're supposed to pay attention to politics, therefore I'm not going to do it. And yes, I am feeling counterculture today. I'm feeling counter pretty much everything. And that really is the message today. It's one of the reasons I went a different direction. And somebody we know likes Bon Jovi. So that was another reason. There's a little Bon Jovi tone in there. And so I'm just going to get right at it. I don't think it's going to go very long. We have some Raptor-centric family members that have medical issues going on. And our prayers are with them. And I think Pat's doing very well. And we'll see what the future holds. We just have to wait it out and do what we can do prayer-wise and otherwise. We'll see how things go. But regardless, sometimes the Lord lays a set of circumstances on me, and I get the general gist that maybe it's partly because it's something he wants me to share. And so that is essentially what I intend to do here for the next few minutes. Let me say, before I launch, let me just say to Tana, hi to Tana, and when I meet her, hi, Tana.
Hi. Thanks for playing my Bon Jovi.
You're welcome. I was inspired.
I would say rock and roll RCC tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, rock and roll RCC. That's right. I want to roll out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Amen. I love you all. I love you, Jesus. Yeah, so thank you, because I know your Bon Jovi's not your favorite, so thank you for playing it for me.
That's right. Yeah,
I'm like, wow, Jerry's playing two Bon Jovi songs, not just one, but two. I'm like, wow.
We're not going to mess around. When we finally get around to it, we're going to try to do it pretty well.
Get it over with so you don't have to play it for another forever.
No, I don't hate it. I don't hate it, really. It's just not my thing. But that's okay. I probably would be better if I could understand more of the words of the songs, but that's just not my gift. but that's okay. No, I don't hate it. And I was happy to play it for you. And
thank you.
Let's see.
So we're eclipsing tonight.
Yeah, I guess we are.
It's the start of it.
Oh, good. Good. Let's eclipse out of here. Let's do anything.
Yeah, I haven't paid attention either, but I saw it started on the 8th and 9th. So there we go.
Yeah,
Your date set today. After today, no more calendar, after the 9th or whatever. So,
that's true. That could be. Everything turned dark and disappeared. Let's go. I'll tell you what, that's what I feel like. Let me bring Judy on here because I was talking to her earlier today, and while we were talking, I had, I just realized he just started sort of giving me a download and kind of a summation in my circumstances, and I'm going to do my best to convey the essence of that because I think that's maybe kind of the message today. Anyway, hi, Judy, if you can say hi. Hi, Marty. Maybe Marty's. I think Marty had to get back, but he's probably done by now. We'll see. I don't know.
I did.
Betty's not dry.
Hi, guys. Love you.
Hi. Oh,
I'm just renewing my teaching credential online because it's about to expire.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're doing your homework. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Better. Okay. So is Marty cleaned up now?
Yeah, he's looking good.
There we go. Okay, well, I guess I'll just launch. I don't know. I haven't talked a lot about this. I've got some stuff going on in my circumstances that have been variable. They've been kind of weird. They played out. God has been really, really powerful in it. But how to say this? All of us, I think, in RCC find ourselves in unique circumstances that are trying. God has led us somewhat willingly into these difficult circumstances as we pursue his leading in our lives. And he has led us into, sometimes not terrible, but difficult circumstances. And we've had to kind of live through those. Today, I had an experience where I've been quite content on a day-to-day basis. I have a lot of peace about where I'm at with him and the things that he's had me doing, even though they're not that easy. It involves other family members, and that's going well also. But there's, for some reason today, and I could feel it sort of starting a couple of days ago, I'm not really sure what the motivation for this is, but then today I happened to be on the phone with Judy, and all of a sudden I was talking about it a little bit, and I sort of just got a download, and I got this, I wouldn't say it's overpowering, but I got a notable sensation. I'm laughing at myself because I don't have a lot of emotional energy left right now, but a very powerful sense of emotion about the set of circumstances that I find myself in, and it's not really despair by any means. So I don't want
to credit card.
I don't want to make this sound like a self-therapy thing, because that's not what it is. Because really, I don't enjoy talking about it. I didn't enjoy talking about it the first time today. But I began to sense the warmth definitely in it. In fact, I was beginning to feel emotion, which really I couldn't connect with anything that was within myself. And I was trying to figure out what in the world is this about. And truthfully, I can't completely sum it up right now. Even if I was going to tell you every detail, I really couldn't nail it down. But as I was led through thinking about circumstances, this is a bad news, good news. Story, and it's still up to him to see how it plays out. So one aspect of nothing, as it regards to the title page of tonight's show, is that in certain respects, there's nothing we can do about our circumstances right now. And there's a little bit we can do. Like, for example, in my case, so this is sort of first-person testimony, but I trust that it will be beneficial to others. There's basically nothing we can do. We can do the little things, let's consider bigger picture things. The Lord has a plan that's operating right now. It involves allowing a substantial amount of evil in the world, and it involves allowing us personally to go through challenges, whether you define them as evil or not, in our lives. I don't believe we should define them as evil. I think we should define them as God doing work in and around our presence, and it's work that he calls us to do, and we do our best to be willing to do that, and that's part of our donkey jackass role. That's just part of the whole thing. I found another kind of donkey verse that I believe that relates to our experience yesterday. But that's not my point right now. What I want to say is I was realizing as I was kind of, I wasn't even trying to sum up my experience. It just kind of happened. And where I'm at right now, and what I believe is we're, and I imagine most of us can see that in our own circumstances, we have a certain range of choices available to us on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. But when we incorporate his leading of what he's asked us to do, follow and believe in, we find that we have very limited choices. And that's the bad news, in a sense, because it seems like bad news, because we are tightly confined to an existence that, I'll tell you, in my experience right now, I am frustrated with it. I'm not happy with it at all. In a sort of a daily practical expression, I'm really not that happy with it. I trust him for it, but I'm not loving it right now, okay? You know, I've got a happy meal without a toy right now, and I'm not real thrilled about it. But these restrictions, while they keep our lives and our focus pretty narrow within the spectrum of the world, they are by definition from him and blessings. And I really want to emphasize that because he's not going to, just like the verse from yesterday, he's our Father, and he's not going to lead us into things to give us deep frustration and anger. Am I not very happy right now? Yeah, I'm a little ticked off. Because, and really, honestly, the difference between yesterday and today is because he just gave me this download about my circumstances that I have been consciously not summing up. I've been kind of doing the things as they come up, addressing them as necessary. There's some positive things out there. There's some positive things that are kind of there one day and not the next. But it's not, in this case, stepping back and look at the bigger picture was really not a fun thing. He gave me emotion for certain circumstances, which I know are not, he has directly taken me out of, and it's, I have been turned into a spectator of certain other things where I'm affected by them, but I really cannot do anything about them, and he's invited me to not do anything about them. And more than invite, he has dismissed me. So, and he is working directly in this particular set of circumstances, and for some reason today, kind of the frustration of that was really brought home. And following on that was the summation of kind of where I'm at. And pardon me if I speak around in circles a little bit, but this is, there's no chronological order to this. And so these are challenging things because he has me very limited. And for some reason today, he made me very, very aware of the limited range of options that I have over the next week and month and couple of months. And I was perplexed because, first of all, it certainly wasn't helping my state of mind. And secondly, it just by its very nature, it's frustrating to be sort of made to look at what we would normally call a downside. And it took me a while to figure out what that was and at least understand one reason he might want me to look at it this way. So over the next couple of months, and really this is fluid, But there's some pretty big things that are looming for me, and they, you know, they could be good or they could be a challenge. They're definitely going to be work, a load of things, added responsibilities that I'm going to have to process through. And they could lead to positive things if we're here for quite a while, or they might lead to, they could easily lead to very challenging circumstances depending on how things go. So far, God has led me into this in a very powerful, particular, and I have to say, on the human level, not very pleasing way. He's caused me and asked me, he's literally asked me to do things in a way that have made my circumstances much more difficult than they needed to be, and much less pleasant than they needed to be, especially in the human level. And I have done some kind of crazy things that he's asked me to do, you know, not like testing God kind of crazy, but following him. And things that most people wouldn't make given a choice. But he has been steadfast and faithful, and so far everything's been unusual, but good, particularly to everybody involved in these particular circumstances. And so it's been very interesting to watch, and I've said this before, and some of these things I'm not really talking too much about because they involve other people that I don't think would want me to talk about them. So I'm being respectful, but the point is, I've made difficult choices. I've done things that I've been obedient, and he's been faithful, and I expect him to continue to be faithful. So I don't really have fear about these things that are looming. But I do have, at this point, a little frustration because, you know, I've been going along trusting him, and today he made me turn around and face all the stuff. Face a lot of the things over the next couple of months that loom in front of me, quite frankly, I don't have any control over, and a lot of it isn't real pleasant. And I didn't really enjoy it because it was highly frustrating because whether I'm following him or not, if you don't follow him and you make an independent decision, you don't have a great, expectation of a positive outcome. So really, in faith, there's very little freedom of movement or ways to adjust the circumstances. I'm sorry, I feel like I talk around it a lot, but this is, the notion is that I have limited options. And today, while I've been going along day to day, and quite happily, mind you, in this regard, today he made me turn around and face all those things. He basically took a box of junk and dumped it right in front of me. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you leading me into this? The truth is, I still don't entirely know why. I really don't. But there is one positive aspect of this. You know, when I started, I mentioned that I had this thing, nothing up there. And, you know, nothing is actually something, and God essentially created all that we know out of nothing by speaking it out. So we usually consider the spoken word not much because it's not material. But it can change material things, and very often I feel like the testimonies that we had give on the show for whomever it is, are spoken words that go out into the atmosphere, and God uses that spirit in other ways to get results for his purpose in his way. And he just uses us as a vessel to speak forth things. And if you want a biblical parallel with this, it's just like prayer, whether it's in tongues or the common language. When we utter forth words, he takes those words and empowers them to get results in the physical realm. So I do believe some of these messages he's using them the same way. And maybe this is like a psalm or just a spoken prayer. I don't know. But he uses these things, and a lot of times we don't really know. Sometimes we find out in retrospect what he does. But tonight, I think what he's leading me to consider is, I've mentioned this period of a couple of months, and there's kind of a good thing about it. I have been expecting, I still expect very strongly that we're going to see some very substantial change in all our circumstances, especially our rapture-centric church, because he's given us so much powerful lead-in, powerful experiences that led here at the end of January to a February 5th date set that led into also a little garage work and some other things. But anyway, it's quite clear he's led us here into some very significant days here in March, and we'll see what he does with them. But I'd still expect a lot to occur this month. Now, that said, by the time the summer rolls around, I am facing a lot of interesting thresholds and changes that I am going to have to work through and process. And I don't have a definite endpoint for them, but I do have a couple of definite points in time that I can relate to. And what I will quickly say now is that I realized that because of this fairly small range of options that I have and the relatively short time, for him to be faithful and keep me in circumstances that are positive and working for all those who currently have been very well served by the chain of events that he has led me through up to this point. There's a kind of a limited lifespan on that. There are some things that have to very much change deadlines, if you will, that he's going to have to meet somehow. And I don't know what those are or how he's going to do it. I don't know. Yeah, he is the real instrument of change. And this is another manner in which I'm saying nothing, because there really isn't. This is his plan, and there's nothing we can do about his plan except sort of react to it as best we can and be faithful to it as best we can. And I'm going to try to be faithful. Quite frankly, what he did with me today has me not a very positive attitude, and I feel like sort of being the donkey that sits down on the path and and I really don't care what he does to some degree. But there's bigger missions that he has around me and things that he has called me to long-term to be involved with. And so, I don't know what he's going to do. I do want to kind of take a break from some of this stuff. But what I also see in front of me is he's going to have to change some things within a couple of months. I believe this month is a month of significant change for our family at the minimum and for the world as a whole, probably. And we will see how this pans out. We're on the 8th going into the 9th of March, as Tana mentioned. And so there's 22 days left in March. And so we'll see. Okay. The takeaway at a minimum is that I realized that on the positive side of all these things he sort of jumped in front of me and made me consider today, which has not been what I have been doing. It's been sort of the opposite of what I've been doing. I realize there's a limited time frame here that he is going to have to work to keep me and those around me in the right, in a similarly positive set of circumstances, which are not glorious except in faith, but they are positive in that they are beneficial and an improvement in important ways over things. And And so there's a limited time frame of a couple of months here where he's going to have to do some work and rearrange some things to maintain sort of a positive setting and background for what he's called us into. So in the negative, he dumped a bunch of stuff in front of me that in human realm wasn't a lot of fun. I really haven't felt the need or the desire to go over these things in my mind. Today he made me do it and even associated a pretty powerful amount of emotion with it. He did it in a way that I couldn't even associate why I was having the emotion. I was very confused about it. But in the end, I realized that there's a limited amount of time now. And through everything that we've been through and the way he's causing time to pass faster and faster for us, a couple of months is really not very long. It's a very short period of time. So I believe we're going to see some things this month, and I do believe that by the time we get a couple of months out, so what's that? So it's a couple of months from now will be April, May, will be early May. And 3 months from now will be early June. So what I'm saying is maybe 3 months, maybe more than a couple of months. But within a few months, he's going to have to do some heavy lifting that he has and even disempowered me from doing on my own. And we'll see. We'll see what he does. And I'm taking it as an encouragement because there is a limited time frame for him to maintain the positive aspects of the circumstances he's brought me into and others around me. And so there is a limited time for him to do some of these things. And that is an encouragement because, quite frankly, we've been living an open-ended existence. And that doesn't mean it's going to necessarily all completely be resolved. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that I'm going to, like, have a positive attitude about it tomorrow. But, or even between now and the next 3 months, I don't know. I know today he laid this one on me and in front of me, and I didn't ask for it, as far as I know, at all. And so this is what's going on, and I'm sorry to be around and around about it, but it's, in short, he led me to consider my circumstances today in a way that I have not been. Look at the downsides rather than the upsides. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't really appreciate it. And but I did in the end realize that in the things that he caused me to consider today, there is a limited amount of time where he will have to do something to rearrange some things. To resolve some of the bigger looming questions that are in front of me. And I haven't really been concerned about it, quite honestly, because he has been incredibly faithful. And it's been quite an extraordinary experience that he has led me on. Let me... I am not immune. I have peace, but I am not immune to the emotional drain of this. And let me, I hope, use a good analogy that I hope you can relate to. There's in metallurgy, which is just muddled metals, and we've probably all done this, either as kids or some other way, or seen somebody do it. I mean, if you've ever taken a pop can and crushed it in half and started bending it back and forth till it eventually broke apart into two pieces, the reason that happens is because of something called work hardening. And what work hardening is, a metal, every metal has a certain amount of bending that it will do and a certain amount of strength. But when you bend something back and forth a lot, and this is true in other materials also, but particularly metals, it does what's called work hardening. You can also achieve this by hammering it over and over. What happens is the material gets more and more brittle, but it doesn't get any stronger. So it gets harder, but not stronger. And when it gets harder, it means it doesn't bend as well. It's not as flexible. And over time, as you bend something back and forth, the metal work hardens, becomes less flexible. And as it becomes less flexible, if you continue to bend it, that means it creates a line of separation where the material starts to crack apart. And eventually, it fails all away. And I have to say, I'm kind of work hardened right now. I am. I've been as flexible as I can be. I've been incredibly accommodating, at least within my own limitations. And he has been faithful. He's lifted me up. He's guided me into things. He has, quite frankly, given me a few head fakes of encouragement and then drawn those encouragements back when I was in a little better footing. You know, both my attitude and my emotional tolerance have been work hardened. And it has taken a bit of a toll. And I have, for a long time, I have assumed that happily. It's an experience that I have been prepared for a long time. And but that doesn't mean it takes no toll at all. It's still hard, and it's still a challenge. And so I am work hardened. I am, if you want to say I'm cracking, go ahead. I don't care. But but what I'm saying is it's getting harder to do this. And he's laying in the middle of all this. He just plopped a big fat turd in my face today. And I didn't ask for it. I didn't go looking for it. I don't know why he did it, and he associated a significant amount of emotion with it. So go figure. But this is what I experienced today. This was the message I had. I have not quit, you know, some of my garage work and studies and anything like that. But I didn't feel like there was anything that I really wanted to address today along those lines. This was the matter of the moment. And there are days when all of a sudden he brings these things up, and when I can feel the spirit in it like I did today. And one of the ways you can recognize that is when you start having emotions that don't match with your thoughts. You know, if your emotions are exceeding your thoughts, or they're going in a way that you don't anticipate, that doesn't fit your consciousness, that's one of the ways you can know the Holy Spirit is working on you. As long as it's an appropriate and appropriate APP. And that's what I felt like I experienced this afternoon. So what does it mean? I don't really know, but for some reason he caused me to have this perspective, and I don't really want to deal with this. And quite frankly, what he did to me today, I truly don't appreciate, except that I know he's in it, and it's just one more opportunity out of thousands to take a step in faith and turn to him and to try to rally around the positive aspect of his presence rather than the negative. I don't want to overstate this, but the easiest example biblically that we know of is Job. Everybody's familiar with that, and remember that, and I'm just using it as an example now, but you know, in Job's life, God allowed almost everything he had to be taken from him. The only thing that he was not allowed to lose was his life. Outside of that, everything he pretty much had taken from him, and his wife was not taken from him, but the blessing that she offered that's recorded was, Job, curse not God and die. Okay, so The fact that he maintained his wife doesn't seem to have been such a blessing at that moment. But everything else pretty much he lost. And then he went on this search, and he was asking God, he was asking his friends, who gave not wise advice and discussion. And eventually he had a dialogue with God and God pretty much said, Job, you know, you're looking at everything from your perspective and you know nothing. You don't have the slightest picture of what's happening here. You don't know any of the things that I do. You can't explain any of the things, and you're questioning what I'm doing in your life, but you can't tell me any of the foundational things that are part of my work. And in the end, though, Job remained faithful, if a little cantankerous, and everything that Job had was restored twofold. And God rewarded him for his faithfulness. And it's a wonderful encouragement about a long and difficult and painful faith walk. So that's pretty much what I had to say today. I don't know. I assume he wants me to share this. It's the best I could understand. And I do hope that for somebody out there, in his service, that it's what he wanted me to do. And I'm sure he's telling me it is. So I've done it. And so while on the one hand, there doesn't seem to be anything, as in nothing we can do about it. Nothing plus God is everything. And to realize that it's everything still requires faith. And so I guess the message is to, no matter how bad it looks, turn in faith to God, because he's the only one worth voting for. He's the only one worth believing in the name of Jesus. And he's the only one who will deliver a blessing in the end. Okay, let me open everybody up. I'm going to open up Judy and Tana again and give you a chance to say, shut up, Jerry, you're just talking for no reason. Or, I'm tired of hearing it. Or, whatever other words of encouragement you might have. But that's it. Stuff's happening, but today the Spirit led me very close to home, and that is what I try to do. But I think all of us try to do, who hosts and everybody who calls in, I think we're all trying to speak and how we're led in the Spirit. And that's where the Spirit led me today. And I can't say that I've enjoyed it. I do. You know, I know I have to trust it. He's been faithful. He's been just so incredibly faithful and powerful. It's a little bit beyond me being able to say it's my idea of fun. It's not that fun, especially when it's not a new experience. So we'll see what he does. I guess I'll take a little break here and play a song, get us a water or something, and I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Love it.
So, not surprisingly, I went a little longer than I thought I would go. We're in recording mode now. I have Ty and Judy on the line. So if either one of you have anything to add, now is a good time to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to send us out with just a little bit more music.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
Okay, that's good. Well, we're praying for Mama Pat and her family, and
love
and
you,
trust
Mama.
God for him. Love you, Mama Pat, and your family.
Just love you, Jesus. I'm just trying to think of solar eclipse.
Yeah.
I mean, is it solar, lunar? Total solar eclipse, right?
Yep, total solar eclipse. And I haven't been watching it, but I bet if I look now, I can find a link. See if I can.
Yeah.
Total solar eclipse happening now. It's actually it's at its peak right now.
Oh wow!
From what I see right now, looks like it's exactly at its peak, right in the center of the bullseye. So there you go. If that's, maybe it's, I don't know, total eclipse.
Yeah, so what is it, Julian, today?
156.
What's it, Julian?
Well, it'll be the 25th of February.
25th of February?
Yes.
And then what is it? That's 13 days?
Yeah. Well, actually, it could be the 24th of February because it's still the 8th here.
So it would be the 11th of February, like 11th, 12th of February, 10th, 11th of February for the 27th day.
27th day, yeah, that's true, yeah.
All right, cool, y'all.
Yeah.
We're poop day. Happy poop day, everybody. Love you all.
Happy poop day.
See you in the air.
Let's pass. Between the 8th and the 9th, that's exactly how this eclipse falls. You know, I hadn't really thought about that, but it really is true. It does fall exactly on the 8th and 9th, and the sun is darkened, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we'll see.
I was trying to think of
Thanks.
That scripture, you know, the moon turned blood and then something. I'm trying to think of that scripture. I mean, technically.
Yeah, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know what first, but, like, technically you could count the last blood moon of September last year, and then now we have our total solar. So we have the blood moon, and then we have our total, our moon, our sun becoming dark.
I guess what I see here is a model, and it had, I don't know, I can't tell you how the model works. I mean, I see it. It's animated. But I can't tell what time reference is on it. So what are you going to do? Comes back across the date line and whenever. So this model shows it to me, but it doesn't tell me what I want to know. At least not without staying all the time there. Okay, well, that's what I have. I'm going to send it out with a couple of songs. And we'll see you in the air, Tana, because I'm tired of this show. Yeah, in the air.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join. covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rose the sun away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the world and never end. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, every fear is gone. I know He holds my life, my future is safe.
Amen.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you.
Goodbye.